Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
20 to 11, Greyhound Racing New South Wales, Dave Carlson, good morning.
Good morning to you, Coz. We're at the end of a week and we've got a very, very busy weekend coming up. We've got seven New South Wales Greyhounds who are heading to the Meadows in Melbourne to take on the heats of the Group 1 maturity and all of our chasers. We wish them all the best. Wentworth Park, a great meeting tomorrow night. Good meeting too at Richmond. There's four New South Wales meetings today. So Richmond is the major night meeting. There's also Dubbo Casino and the Gardens at Newcastle. So we've got a stack to talk about. Hopefully a few tips to come along that'll build us a bank into the weekend, Coz, but I'm really looking forward to the show.
Yeah, too right now. We'll have Jack Smith with us in just a moment, but Ferrell Frankie's heading to Melbourne. He's going to take his aura down there, the Ferrell.
The Ferrell is heading to Melbourne. He's trialled there only about 3 weeks ago, so I'll speak to Jack about that. Trialled in very, very good time, but he's chasing 12 wins on the trot. He's a cult hero greyhound, and I'll tell you what, we absolutely love him. So hopefully he can go down there and get the cash. And I tell you what, Sean, Jack Smith has been a regular guest on Going Greyhounds in recent weeks, and quite rightly so. As I mentioned, the Ferrell's won 11 straight, including the Vic Peters Classic last Saturday night at Wentworth Park, his first Group 1. Jack, good morning to you, and congratulations again. You and the Ferrell, you just seem to take it all in your stride.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks very much. Yeah, not much else we can do about it. Yeah, that's right.
Well, there's no show pony in you. There's no grandstanding, is there? You just get about and do your business.
That's it. And he's been doing the business, so we'll just ride with it while it's going good, mate.
Yeah, look, you're so approachable to we media types. Do you ever feel any pressure?
No. I know just enjoying it, mate, while it's going. Because I know as soon as he gets beat, the silence will be deafening. So I'm just...
No, it won't.
I'll just answer, Will. I know what you're like.
Cut it out, mate. I stick solid. I'm staunch. So
we're just enjoying it, mate. Yeah.
Look, Jack, how's his week been? It's been 6 days since the Group 1 win at Wentworth Park. How's his week?
Yeah, mate, he just works here. And that's just, if we're racing week in, week out, he just works at home. He's a very good worker, so he doesn't leave the place. And at the moment, he's just laying out in the sun and getting some vitamin D into him. And we've had a big frost, but it's a beautiful day here. So he's keeping calm at the moment.
All right, well, Ferrell Frankie lines up in race 6 at the Meadows in Melbourne tomorrow night. That's heat 4 of the Group 1 maturity. Jack, he's drawn box 7. He's up against the likes of Spearhead in 2, Black Signature in 3, Fernando's Ride in 6, and you've got Brother Cousin in the 8, who's a roughie, but loves to lead, will try and lead. What are your thoughts on his rivals or how he's drawn in the 7?
Like we've said before, the boxes are not a problem, like, because we know we're not going to leave. We just hope the dogs around him, that we don't get caught up in any backwash. But and I don't know the form that great. We've raced a couple of them already, but I've no illusion that it's going to be, this is his toughest assignment down there. There's a lot of good dogs there on their home track. And, yeah, we've had a look, but... he'll want to be on his game, I think.
Well, Jack, he's been placed a few times in the black rug. He's won 4 races in the pink in box 8. He never seems to be fazed by anything in his races. He's got great track sense. And if I can borrow a line from my AFL team, Hawthorne's club song, he takes the bumps with a grin.
Yeah, he has uncanny knack of just copping a check and moving forward. I don't know. He's just, I think it's because he chases so hard. And he's obviously very good on his feet. He just great track sense. So he seems to be able to be in traffic, even cop a bit of a check and still run time. So he's just done a great job. There's no doubt about that so far.
Well, Jack, you very wisely trialled him at the Meadows 3 weeks back. He clocked 29.84, and that's a real plus, knowing that he has to win his heat to make the final of the maturity.
Yeah, that's right. Well, he trials fast, first up, wherever he goes. It's not a matter of giving him a look at the track for that reason, but he because he's going to be behind, he's got to know where he's going. So if at all possible, we haven't took him anywhere that I haven't trialled him. So it's worked so far, so we'll keep it up.
Well, Jack, I spoke to the Meadows chairman, Eddie Caruana, yesterday. Great bloke, Eddie, and he's very excited that you're coming down. So good luck with Feral Frankie. He's $1.80 to win tomorrow night with Tab Fixed Odds in the heat and $8 to take out the final. Jack, his travelling companion again is Little Digger. Now, the Digger's drawn box 8 in race 2 at the Meadows tomorrow night. That's the first heat of the Fireball for the stayers. And he's come up against the defending champion, Tornado Tears, in a field of 6. Now, he ran fourth at the Meadows over 600 metres on the same night that you trialled Feral Frankie. Can he lift a little bit and run a drum or even beat Batman?
Nah, I think he's just coming down as a travelling companion. Look, if he could run into a place, we'd be elated, but it's a really tough heat. I realise there's only 6 in it, but it's just they're all good dogs on their home track, and probably, to be fair, Digger's probably over the best of him's behind him. So he's still running nice, but he's coming as a travelling companion, and sure, it's not beyond him to make the final, but no one will be more surprised if he wins him.
Well, and just finally, Jack, you've got several runners in at Dubbo tonight in race 4, in a field of just 4. You've got Feral Frankie's Little Sister Solar Sky in box 1 and Irinka Lizzie in box 5. Should we have a Quinella?
Yeah, the local dog, Charmaine's dog. They're always hard to beat there. So I think Lizzie will go okay. I just don't know about Sky. Sky didn't run a bad race at Wennie, but if you've got plenty, put something on, I suppose.
Okay. And in race 6, you've got the very smart Irinka Sadie, a winner of 3 of her 4 starts. And she's in box 2. She's by your former top chaser, Brad Hillbilly. And she's got speed and she's also got strength. Because she's, I think she won first up over 500 from memory.
Yeah, no, she's in race 8, box 2.
Race 8, sorry. No, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think she's me. They were betting $2.80. I don't know what she is now, but they were betting $2.80. I think she's my best chance at reasonable odds. So she probably won't lead you. Her boxman has been atrocious, but I'm hoping the inside, first time she drew inside, even if she can lob over behind the red, hopefully she can run him down.
Will you be there at Dubbo?
I will not. Marie's going, and one of my daughters is going with her.
Okay.
I'm going to hear and guard the Feral.
Okay, and what time are you leaving for Melbourne with the Feral tomorrow?
The Feral, I will probably head off somewhere between 9 and 10.
Okay, all right. Well, safe journey, and safe journey for the mighty Feral on the track at the Meadows. I know they'll be talking about it on Sky Racing. Dave Stanley, he's along with me. We're dead heating as the Feral's number one fan, so I know you're going to get plenty of coverage. Race 6 tomorrow night at the Meadows. Go, you good thing, Jack, and thank you so much for joining us from Forbes.
Good luck, mate. Thank you. Bye.
There is Jack Smith, and we want the Feral to go down there and take the cash away from the Mexicans.
Fantastic. He's got a cult following, the Feral.
Oh, he's a ripper.
Tomorrow night, Wendy Park, we bounce the ball early?
Yes, it's an early start. Saturday nights at Wendy on Saturday nights, they now start early. The first race tomorrow night, Cos, is at 6:04, and in it, the flying Patrick Mulreen-trained Frisky is chasing 5 wins on the bounce, has drawn box 1, which she's 4 from 4 in. Frisky's won 31 of 48 starts, has been killing him in free-for-alls in Nowra, so it's going to be worth getting to Wendy early. The first is a nice 5th grade, and really unreal for John and Minnie Finns in that race too, in box 8, and is a huge chance after competing in last Saturday night's Group 1 Peter Mossman Opal final. So the first at Wendy is 6:04, the last at 9:10. Now, I've got it all worked out, Cos. I'm going to Randwick with a bunch of renegades tomorrow. Then we're going to Wendy, the last race at 9:04, and then we're going to the North Bondi RSL to see the AC/DC band Dirty Deeds. And you're welcome, Cos.
Oh, dearie, dearie me. What a campaign that's going to be.
It's a three-peater. Three-peater.
That's like a marathon, Dave.
And I tell you, Chad Towns, who's the singer of Dirty Deeds, he drives a concrete truck during the week, and I know Chad's listening in his truck, in his Mack truck at the moment, so I'm looking forward to seeing the boys on stage after the last at Wendy.
Yeah, probably finish up in the back of the concrete truck by the end of the night, knowing you. Now, Greyhounds as Pets website's got a new feature dog ready for adoption.
Yes, indeed. Now, Bobo's a real cutie. Bobo's a black female greyhound who's previously lived with and loves children. And you can check her out by going to the Greyhounds as Pets website. That's gapnsw.com.au. And you can also meet Puddin, you can meet Roscoe, Gummy, and their other mates who are looking for forever homes. Look, they make the coolest pets, as the beauties. Gap ambassador Timmy Cahill has told us. Tim said that Luna's settling in really well at his family farm at Byron Bay. And the great thing about greyhounds that you have as pets in New South Wales now, Cos, is that they don't have to be muzzled in public anymore, so you can walk them on a leash just like any other dog.
Yeah, beautiful. All right, got a couple of winners for us for the weekend.
Well, let's make some money, Cos. Our value bet it was at Goulburn yesterday, our value bet, and True Dream won at $4.30. The other ones ran places, so I guarantee you will go well today. New South Wales meetings, you have got a very busy time. Casino's the first cab off the rank soon, 11:59. Best bet, race 3, number 1, DJ Simple. Race 3, number 1. The value bet, race 1, number 6, Dame LeCloud, 1-6. The Gardens in Newcastle commences at 3:39 this afternoon. The best bet, race 5, number 8, Demolition Duke, 5-8. And the value bet, race 3, number 4, Bobby Brand, 3-4. Dubbo, as we spoke about with Jack Smith, races from 6:44 tonight. The best bet comes up in the first. Race 1, number 2, Complete Trust, 1-2. There's no value bet at Dubbo tonight. While Richmond is on from 7:20, best bet, race 9, number 2, Guiding Light. That's 9-2 value. Race 8, number 4, Fireball Nikita, 8-4. And the Peter Mossman runner-up, Miley Nismo, is in race 5-2. Jumps from box number 7. Sean, just before I go, I lost a great racing mate on Monday, Kenny Mathers, who was involved in the Bankstown Harness Racing Club for around half a century and was a great mate of Maxi Truer. He passed away sadly on Monday. His funeral is on this coming Monday morning, 11:15 at the East Chapel at Rookwood Crematorium in Sydney. And we'll celebrate Kenny Mather's life, and we'll also miss him terribly at the Forbes Cup, which is coming up on Monday, August 5th.
Yeah. All right, good on you, Dave. Have a top weekend.
You too, Cos.